The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. And believe it or not, today is the 23rd of November 2016. We are a day away from Thanksgiving. Big deal in my family and a lot of families. It's a lot of fun. It's a great time to get together. Go out to motivationandmuscle.com and go out, and there's two free ebooks there. It's the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, and the 30-day program we got, which really puts together a little bit of power rack training and conventional lifting, as in the bench press and the squat. In the middle of the week, you got sandbags, and I give you the one routine that I use to get ready for stones. And like yesterday, I want to thank Martin Janzik, especially getting me back into flipping tires and finding out that they definitely influence everything, especially stones. And yesterday, for instance, I can get my arm behind me now to squat if I want to hold the bar dead stop off the rods. And I went back and forth from 150 to 510 and then flipping tires in between. So I do a squat, flip the tire 60 feet, come back, throw the next set of 45s on, next rep, bang, out we go. For a guy that hasn't really squatted heavy using his arms behind him, I took a 510 and torched it right off the rods. Don't have the grooves well or the pathways, but the strength was just dominating. So tomorrow I'm going to work out again. I always work out on Thanksgiving because I thank God for everything I got, especially physically. I'm one lucky guy, and that's where we go. And then go celebrate the rest of the afternoon with the family. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. We got our good friend Donnie Giafardino on here today. I know we've done, we've probably done at least three or four shows. Go out and look at what we've done with Donnie. Also, as you know, we have the deepest catalog anywhere, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. We've got a lot of new names coming on here. Next year, well, I can tell you this, we're going to confirm it next week. I spoke with Steve Jack, for everybody that loves stone lifting, and a guy who's a real model of a man. We're going to have him on, it looks like, in the second week of December. And I know I've told everybody I'm going to take time off, which I am. He'll probably be the only one on in that month because I really need a vocal, ease up. And I've got a lot of business to do to make this place viable so we last next year and last big time. So go out there, check out all the shows, and away you go. Before I bring Donnie in and give you a bio on him, everybody knows we've been reading excerpts from different books, and I've been really hitting John Wooden's book, but next year we are going to be doing some major books. And Dr. Wong and I are going to start it off. And we're going to tell everybody in the audience what we're reading, and if it's something people want to get involved with, we might do a three- or four-way Skype conversation on a show. We're going to be getting into that a lot more, I think, next year, mainly because I'm just not going to be doing the amount of podcasts I were in a week. I'm doing 9 to 15 to 16. The business is getting too big. It requires too much of my attention. And, you know, you're tying up four-plus hours a day. That doesn't mean I'm not going to do it again. But we got to cut it down a little bit to do the things we need to do to really get the monetary end moving. So it's called The Lifetime of Observations and Reflections on and Off the Court, Wooden, Coach John Wooden with Steve Jamison. Here it goes. The opinion of others. Do not become too concerned about what others may think of you. Be very concerned about what you think of yourself. Too often we care more about a stranger's opinion of us than our own. Your opinion of yourself begins on the inside with your character. What do you believe in, and are you still willing to stand up for it despite what others may think or say? It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first. than the opinion of others. I'm going to repeat that. It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. And I'll add on, too, about my father saying, be a leader, not a follower. And I say that on every show. And I just want everybody to know, November is National Entrepreneur Month. That's pretty important. Donnie's an entrepreneur. I am. So is just about everybody that's a guest and a family member on the show. So I celebrate that for everybody. I wish every entrepreneur associated with us and in the world makes billions next year. I'm pulling for everyone. Like I said, we got Donnie on. I'm going to give you a little information on this gentleman. Number one, he's a strength athlete. He's an Indian club trainer, and he's designer and owner of ADEX Adjustable Clubs. And if you've seen him out on Facebook, he's always putting something good out in the mental fashion, in ways to make you think. And I think that's what it's all about, to push people mentally to be better all the time. Donnie, welcome back to the show, brother.
Hey, Eric, how are you today, brother?
I am good. How are you?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Did a nice training workout this morning with Lisa, and we coached a few people over at CrossFit Barracuda.
Yep.
And today, you know, going to do some good conversation, and hopefully we're going to motivate some people to get off their fucking asses and start doing something with their lives.
Well, you and I both know how important that is, and that's probably the main cog in the wheel here. Not only get you moving, but get you thinking. And that seems to be an error that seems to exist around us more and more. But we're going to talk about the art of the excuse. I'll start it. I'll put it right to you. Oh, by the way, give out your website before we start and anything I missed, Donnie.
Okay, it's adexclub.com. That's ADEXCLUB.com. And that's where you can find information on adjustable Indian clubs, or club bells. I'm not allowed to say that word. but adjustable exercise clubs. I'm sorry I put it that way, but I try to use that term just to, you know, like for the elevator pitch.
Yeah. Well, hey.
For people. So yeah, they're adjustable exercise clubs. They go from 3.5 pounds to 25 pounds, and you know, you got a whole set in one right there. One shipping price, one price. You got a whole set of clubs.
And also too, you got the mace too, right?
Yes, we've got the mace. Definitely with that, with the associated with the vintage strength games with the AKA. So look for those events in your area if you want to compete in something that's a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, the art of the excuse. I've seen it with people I've coached. I see it in society more than ever now. It's very prevalent, especially nowadays, more so than ever. And this seems to be the way for people to either be able to get out of something, or maybe they trickle into something else, or they just figure, hey, you know what? If I cry loud enough, or I just say it doesn't feel right, or I don't think it's getting me to where I need to be or go, I just make an excuse and get out of it. Now, I understand injuries, sometimes movements, sometimes routines that you build for people. Anatomy-wise, they don't always work, but as a good trainer and coach, you should be able to rectify that very quickly. The problem is now, a lot of this quitting is excused very easily because one or two things. Nobody wants to get their feelings hurt anymore. And, you know, the word failure scares the shit out of everybody. And I'll give it right to you, Donnie, to start. But I'll tell you what, I've learned, especially over the last 3 years, if you equate failure with success, you will create success, and you will complete what you want. The point of the matter is there's no quick fixes to anything. It's constantly building, rebuilding, rejuvenating, mentally rebuilding, obviously recovering, all these things that go into it, but that's what you're going to need to do. But we're going to get into that more into the show. Donnie, give me what you feel with excuse. I mean, you're around enough people. You do seminars all over the place. What are you seeing? I mean, I know there's, and look, I want to tell everybody before we, I give it to Donnie, the whole world isn't an excuse. I think this is my feeling, the way it's promoted is to make you feel like that. But there's a lot of good people, no matter what age they are, that aren't making excuses. And when they come into things, they hit them head on. And that's how I want it. So give me your definition of excuse, what you've run into, what you see out there in the public world. And we'll go from there.
Okay. The first thing, I've seen excuses coming up a lot more now. I'm 53. I think people use excuses more now. You know, I'm not saying, you know, a lot more, but it seems like there's more of it and it's more accepted now. Like you said, people don't want to get their feelings hurt. And it's because of this huge shift to be so uber liberal, not just liberal and accepting of people, but like we have to be over the top liberal. And I think that's like really softening us up, you know, that when you said if you know failure and success is you know synonymous, like you have to fail to be able to succeed. If you didn't know what failure was, you wouldn't know what success is. How the fuck can you know what success is if you haven't, you know, failed? Like if you haven't failed, if you haven't, you know, fallen off, whether it's working out, if it's at a job, if it's at a business, if it's making money, if it's doing your homework, you know, people are afraid to fail these days. And there's more and more talk from our leaders that, you know, you use your failures. You want to fail. Like an intelligent person will look at failures as another step up rather than a knock back. You're going to take that step upward and you say, all right, why did I fail? How did I fail? You analyze it yourself. And you're the only one that can do this, really. You know, it's you know, unless you have a coach, let's say you're doing something lifting and you know, your form isn't right or something like that. But it's still up to the individual person to do that. And I think that, you know, with the acceptance of failure just to stop doing something, mm-hmm. not to keep going, that's where the excuses start coming. You know what I mean? Like, you can fail at something. Yeah, you failed at it. Okay, but, you know, you're going to try again or you learn from it. Just to use failure as an excuse or the fear of failure, that's where I think the excuses come from. And that might be the right, you know, venue or avenue to go down to discuss this is actually finding why are people, you know, making excuses? And you know, I'm going to say 80% of the time it's because of fear of failure. You know, nobody wants to fail and nobody wants to feel like they failed. They can't accept failure nowadays. They don't know how to lose graciously. You know, Billy Joel, I posted a thing, you know, a couple weeks ago that said, I lost a lot of fights, but it taught me how to lose okay. That's a line from Billy Joel's song.
Yep.
You know, And you know, even him, you know, he's, you know, songwriters are basically philosophical people. And you know, he's writing that, you know, he's saying, I lost, but it taught me how to lose okay, to be a gracious loser, to be a gracious failure at something. But then you have to be smart enough to learn from it.
Yeah, you got, and you know, there's nothing like being humble. And I also, I like, I'll tell you what I really like. I like people that are just, as my chiropractor John Ridge used to call me, and I equate that with most people, is I like people that you would define them as silent strength, where when they walk into a room, people realize right away that this is somebody that is significant, that somebody that looks like they paid their dues, that somebody that looks like, when you speak with them, you're going to get a straight answer. You're not going to get a load of crap out of their mouth. And those things are all vital because you need examples, you need leadership, and you need people to tell you that it's not all right to make excuses. And you also need a model to model yourself off of because most people, like with a lot of things, they don't know where to turn. And I'm not going to say it's always their fault either. There's so much information out there that is fake. It's all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're involved, especially in, well, I'll say more of the mainstream world, You're going to get fed a lot of things. And I read that thing by John Wooden. You know, what are opinions? Well, opinions are what people think of you, and a lot of people relish that stuff. You know, I learned a long time ago, when you decide to join the crowd, you know, everybody likes to say, well, we're part of something. Well, you lose a lot of your identity, and anybody that wants to stand out is never going to stand out when we've all joined a crowd. Now, you can look at that one or two ways. I mean, to me, it's like anything. You know, a lot of men join up with each other. They call it a tribe. You know, it can be lifting in any genre. They share a commonality. If the personalities all run a lot alike or don't, you still have something you love to do. It can be a very positive thing. But me, on the other hand, I don't care about being in crowds. I like being out there by myself. Why am I doing what I do? It's pretty much by myself. Why? Because there's no excuses out there. Yep, you're going to have days where you're going to get your face kicked in. And then there's going to be other days when you do the face kicking. And I've always been a big proponent of this. I've got friends that still come over here and train. It's not a lot because, you know, my hours are screwy. And sometimes we just can't match them up. But when they come over here, we do light this place on fire because everybody understands each other. You know, I can, like, look at it. We can, like, look at each other and pretty much we know we might say something, but we know what we're loading on a bar. We have that type of history with each other, but we also understand one another without speaking. And when you can speak silently, you've got something pretty good there. And that's the big thing. You go and lift something big like we're planning next year, going to three different places, you better damn well be able to be self-assertive and be on your own and not make excuses why you can't get there or whatever. Things happen. We know that. Money, injuries, I got it. But when it's just a little bit too tough and you decide, well, it's not as important as I thought it was, well, that's when you've got to put the brakes on and say, okay, what am I doing here, and is this going to become a permanent pattern? Because it does become a pattern with people. You don't even realize it. It sneaks up on you, and the next thing you know, everything that gets a little tough, you're out. You're not doing it. You're finding something else. You're making an excuse why you can't do it. And most people are going to go along with it, other than ones that have been really in the trenches, had to fight their way out of it and succeed whatever it was. So unless you're going to take things on more on your own and take the responsibility, as Steve Jack says, shoulder some responsibility, you are going to be in, it's going to be almost like you're slowly sinking in quicksand. You're trying to get up, get out. The more you struggle, the more you keep going down. It's the same way with excuses. The more you make, the lower you start sinking. The tougher it is now to go out and do the things you need to do, because the least little thing, you're going to get that reminder all the time. Well, you don't need to complete this. Up, oh, go to do something else. No one's going to judge you. No one's going to be mean to you. But in the end, I always say this, you know better. See, most people tell you there's no such thing as a conscience. You damn straight got a conscience. Just think about some of the things you do and suddenly you stop dead in your tracks and there's that little inner voice. Unless you're
cricket standing on your shoulder.
Well, go ahead. Take it.
Yeah. Well, that's like you were saying, that the people are looking for, they're having that, they get into that habit of saying, well, I don't have to finish this. Oh, I could do this half-assed. And it's like it's a loss of pride.
Yep.
And you know, when you're, every time you make an excuse, and I'm saying, you know, some excuses are valid. Don't get me wrong. Like you said, like if you have an injury, if you break your arm doing something, you know, some excuses are valid. Now, and then you have to be smart enough when to step out of something too. That is also something that is a learned process, to when to step away from something, you know, when you're injured playing a sport or working or whatever. But, you know, it's also the acceptance of loss and, you know, or failure in a way, in an essence. But we have to teach people to learn how to fail properly, especially men, especially boys.
Yep.
They need to learn how to fail again, because that also quashes their intrepidness. Because if they don't know how to fail and they're doing everything, you know, like, you know, the easy things in life that come along and they're just doing them without that stuff that doesn't offer a challenge, how do you truly develop as a person, especially a man? You know, I'm going to say that in one way. It sounds really sexist and stuff like that. But, you know, men are losing their maleness in our society. And a lot of this, you know, this excuse acceptance by other people, the tolerance of the excuses for people that don't finish things or you know, or supposedly can't, or making excuses for people you don't even know, you know, which has become a fucking art form in itself. You know, people will say, well, you know, well, these people can't do this because of that. You know, that's bullcrap. That's bullcrap, because anybody who's ever accomplished anything has run into millions and millions and millions of walls along the way, you know, and you know, it sucks, but you have to just shoulder it up. You own a business, you know what it's like, you know, to hit a wall. You want to get something done and you can't get it done. My website's being built right now and the guy's going insane trying to link up the products to be, you know, shipped a certain way. But he's not giving up on it, and he's not making excuses to me either. He's saying, this is where I'm falling short. He's got every right to make an excuse for me, you know, oh, this is why I can't get it done. But we have to learn how to get away from allowing people that we mentor, in other words, which should be basically everybody you come in contact with. We should all be mentors of each other. When I go to a store and there's a 17-year-old kid there that's ringing me up, mm-hmm. if he says hello to me, And he greets me properly and everything, basically that's like, you know, like he's setting the precedence for how to act to other people, you know, how we should be acting to other people. If the person is just standing there and not doing anything, they're providing you nothing but usefulness. You know how many people walk into a place and just because the guy said, you know, hey, thank you or hello or something like that, or greeted them properly, they passed it along during the day. And it's actually like a little bit like a stewardship of strength that you speak about. It's not necessarily a mentoring, but the people that we do mentor, you know, the ones that look up to us, the ones that we are sharing information with, that we talk with, they have to know that with guys like us, you know, an excuse doesn't really hold weight. You got a broken arm and a cast, that's a good excuse. That's a real good excuse. You got shot last week, that's a good excuse. Why aren't you training today? Oh, because I ate something and my belly feels funny.
Right.
You know, what kind of crap is that? You know, and you can read through what the excuse is, and I think people are losing their, you know, their sense of like gut feelings about things because they're so accepting, you know, or they're being told to be more accepting of everything, and they're losing that natural thing. So like the excuse is becoming more and more popular. I didn't get this done because of my dog, you know, somebody was sick at my house and I couldn't get my homework done. You know, the crap that's like that, you know. And it, like you said, this builds into a pattern of negativity. And how can you build a strong group of people if you're allowing them to like worm their way out of things that they're supposed to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the excuse is not only on the person making the excuse, but it's on the people who accept the excuse. We have to learn how to not accept excuses, you know, rationally. Rational problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it can't, you know, it, you know, like if it's a legitimate excuse, you know, a legitimate concern, a legitimate problem, yes, that is an excuse. That is some. But if it's just I didn't feel like it, I don't feel too good today. You know, I mean, you worked with a lot of people. Have you ever worked with people, they tell you, can you repeat that again to me? I don't hear so well.
Sure.
Well, you know the person hears fine, and they're just trying to, like, you know, like buy time to figure something out or make you feel sorry for them. And it's, you know, there's these little human things that I've, you know, like I'm guilty of doing some of them. I got to say that. I am guilty of, you know, especially when I was younger and developing into myself. You know, I used to pull a lot of crap where, you know, like I want to puss out of things. And I would make an excuse. And this is something where as I'm getting older and, you know, I've been in businesses for myself and working for other people and in life itself with my children, you can't make excuses then. You know, and when you start making excuses, you're not the person that they think you are.
Right.
You know, when you're relying on that, you know, you're not relying on your talent. I would rather try to do something and fail at it miserably. I mean, totally crash and burn, than to say no, I can't do that. You know, that's not in my purview anymore. You know, and the more you attempt at stuff like this, the more you're living life. Think about all the people that are afraid to do something for the fear of just falling on the ground. Not from a height, not from an awful ladder, not, you know, not doing a flip, but just for the sake of falling onto the floor. Grown adults are afraid to fall to the floor, so they'll make an excuse not to do something, like to jump down off a wall or you know, hop over something. I mean, you know, we get to see this all the time. And is it because there's a weakness in our society where people are, you know, accepting of this, these excuses? I don't know. You know, that's what I'm trying
There's a weakness. There's acceptance of anything now. And to me, I'm almost to the point where it doesn't matter anymore, because what I'm doing here and everybody associated with M&M is we're creating a whole new path out there. Everyone's been invited. I can't do it any more than I do on every show. I don't care who you are. You're invited to join our family here. But you got to be able to come in here and take the heat. If you can take the heat and you can get slammed to the floor and get back up, we're with you all the way. If you decide you don't like the heat and you can't take the hit and you don't want to be around here anymore, we're sorry, but you got to leave. Because the only way you're ever going to build strength is to keep circling yourself with more and more strength. It's like round and around and around and around, because people need the support of one another when they're falling or something's happened. Support is different than allowing excuses and giving excuses. That's what we do here. We give support, as I always say at the end of the shows. You know, Les Brown says you all have greatness. You do, but we got your back. We're there for you when others aren't. That's the difference. And when you can get over the notion that I no longer need an excuse to do whatever I have to do. Now I have built confidence. Now, even though I know I'm going to fail many, many times, I still have the ability to come back. It might not be perfect every time, but I'm going to get to the destination I want to get to. And that is the most important thing, because I don't want to always be, and I try not to with anything, I don't want to be concentrating on the negative, which is an excuse. That's why we offer the solution. But to build the show into the solution, you got to give the cause. And one of the things that you'll need to do, and we say this all the time, but there's so much factual information to it. I've lived it. I'm sure Donnie has. I know a lot of the people on here have, is this. You've got to decide who your circle of friends are going to be, and you've got to draw the line in the sand. For a lot of people, that's very hard. I've had a lot of problems with it for the last 3 years. But I did it, and I'm still doing it. And
yeah, you did, and you're going through a lot. You've been through a lot of problems.
Yep.
And that, you could have used an excuse to say, screw it, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Yeah.
But you kept going. You didn't allow an excuse for yourself.
What's happened here, not to interrupt you, Donnie, is the claw has just been put right through me. And, you know, it's like anything. I've said it before, there's no going back. And you've got to, at that point, it's going to be a make or break. So either an act of God will kill me, or I'll complete this multi-million-dollar company I'm building right now, and it might even be a billion-dollar company when I'm done. And yes, everybody out there, before you shake your head, in case you didn't know, and I want everyone to know this, especially our friends that are going to become entrepreneurs, no money, no movement. I've carried this place on my back for 3 years, and the show just celebrated 2 years in September. Most shows last 30 days. Do you hear me, everybody? 30 days.
Yeah, and you're okay. You're on there. What? That's 12 to 24 times longer.
Yeah, and we're
you
and
know,
we're
that's incredible. You know,
and we're going bigger and bigger. And there's a lot of things behind the scenes that people don't know about. And I've had people ask me, I just got a Facebook message from somebody that's got a person they would like to introduce me to that would be phenomenal for the show. And they said to me, we haven't heard from you at all, and we've been hearing that you're going off the air. And I haven't replied to them, but when they hear this show, I am not going off the air in a permanent sense, and we might be doing a few things here and there in December, but the business has grown so much, and to become very solvent and do what I want to do next year, the business requires many more hours of my day now. And I can't be doing 4.5 hours of podcasting right now and build a profitable business here and be able to do all the things we want to do next year. The biggest thing besides the business, we've talked about this. I'm very friendly with one of the greatest stone lifters in the world, Martin Janzix from Scotland. He offered me to come to Scotland. He'll take me on a stone tour with him. And in case you don't know, there are many stones in Scotland no one knows about, but we will know about shortly because he, Bill Crawford, David Webster, many others, and I believe Rogue Fitness filmed the whole thing this past fall, and anybody that loves stones is going to find out where some of the most special stones that you've never heard about are in Scotland. So we have talked about, depending on what happens, of putting a tour together in June, and we'd meet in Iceland because he's never lifted the Húsafell, and I have a date with that. Then we'll go to his homeland of Scotland, and we'll do those stones, and then we're going to go to Wales, and there's famous stones there he wants me to meet up with. That would be at least a 2-week tour. So there are no time for excuses. You get beat over the head a lot. I'm not complaining about it because I've decided. See, there's a difference between me and a lot of other people out there. And I'll tell you what it is. I chose this life. It chose me too, though. See, yeah. you know when you have, you know when you've hit pay dirt in a lot of ways. Things choose you, and you choose them. How it happens, it's what you put out there, and what's coming for you. And there's a lot more. But I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to bleed a lot, and you're going to meet up with people that are going to fuck you to the wall. You're going to meet up with people that you thought were really good and reliable, and they're not. You're going to some days just feel like, am I going to make it through the day? But on the other hand, too, you celebrate your victories even bigger. You go out and lift even stronger. Your head gets even smarter. And eventually, you're going to be in the catbird seat. And when I get done with what I want to do here, I promise everybody that's an entrepreneur, and all the family and our new entrepreneurs coming in here will be on the show or listening. When I get done and the people I have in place here, you're never going to get fucked over by anybody again. When you need something done on your website, I promise you, we're going to have somebody here and they're going to be real good. And I'm going to write the whole book about how to build a podcast show. I've done it all on my own. The only ones that have helped me with the storage and if we got some issues is Blueberry. They're fabulous. They're the ones that built all the streaming here. We've got a best of streaming that might be out by the end of the year, which would be insane. On and on again. There's a lot of people I'm working with, and they're incredible people, and we're getting ready to make a big decision next week. So you're probably going to see an awful lot of things between now and the end of the year. Now, as Donnie said, and I'll give it right back to you in a moment, Donnie, excuses, I don't make any. I take full responsibility whether it went good or bad. I go by recommendation with people that I believe that are straight shooters, and that's all we can do. I mean, we don't know where it's going to go from there. We hope it works, but sometimes it doesn't. So when you come to M&M, it's not only going to be the biggest and the best streaming radio out there, but you're going to be able to come here, as I said, how many times, and you'll be able to pretty much find anything you want, whether it's the products by our guests, whether it's the products I've put out to help you build an enterprise, and obviously the filming, and we get out there in June, you're going to see podcast shows and film like you've probably never witnessed in your life. I know what I want to do. See, that's the difference. And another thing, too, is I just assume pop it right between the eyes, man, and then go down. you know, I'm not going to take a shot to the chin and fall, man. I'm going to give you 100 shots and break your fucking spine in half. So that's how I deal with things. Maybe it doesn't work for everybody, but I don't get on the excuse wagon. I'll tell you one thing. I'm honest all the time. I've had days where I was busted down and basically to the point where I wanted to throw in the towel. But you know something? When you are into something the way I am here, you can't do it. There's a mechanism in you at that point where no matter how you feel, no matter how you talk to yourself, whether it's positive or negative, you're coming back. Because remember this, and this will go, I'll go right to you. One day does not dictate the rest of your life. Remember that. Ask yourself every day, even when it's really tough, why am I doing this? I guarantee every time you'll get something good. It's all yours, Donnie.
You know, we're talking about the excuses and how things like that. It is easy to get caught up in that art of the excuse, you know, where you learn how to make good excuses for everyone rather than, you know, to compromise, you know, to compensate for either poor performance or something, you know, instead of just, you know, saying, hey, I'll give you an example of what happened to me. You know, this is just two things about excuses. And somewhere around the year 2000, I got out of the restaurant business and I started working for a well drilling company to put in compliance wells and stuff like that, and also water testing wells. And while I was on the job, I was pretty new on the job, less than a couple of months. I ended up breaking my arm on the job, and I was the assistant on a drill rig. So basically, I'm taking 5-foot rods out of a drill rig that's screwing into the ground, and you know, cutting a well into the ground. And I broke my arm on that. And the guy, my crew leader, who was the guy operating the machine, says, "Do you need to go to the hospital?" And I said, "No, I knew my arm was broken." And I said, "No, I don't need to go to the hospital." I said, I could, you know, just tuck my hand in my shirt, basically. They give us button-down shirt uniforms.
Yep.
And I used that as a sling. And I worked with a 36-inch pipe wrench using my left hand all day long to break apart these rods and take them out. And they're not, you know, they're not really heavy, but they're heavy enough, you know, but I could carry it with one hand and put it back in a pile. At the end of the day, I went to the doctors and I got my arm set. Was that a good thing to do? No. But was it something that helped me in my life to realize that, you know, even with a broken bone, I could do something? I didn't. That's a legitimate excuse. And I was to the point where I was at this job where I'm going, I don't want these guys to think that, number one, I'm a pussy, and number two, that I'm some type of insurance scam. You know, I was figuring to work with these guys. So, you know, with doing it, wasn't smart in the physical aspect, you know, like the health wise aspect.
Yep.
But, you know, overall, you know, like looking at it, I'm like, if I didn't use that as an excuse to stop doing something, I'm never going to make an excuse again for why I can't do something, especially something physical. And a few years later, I had taken a job, you know, another job in construction, and I was in a motorcycle accident that weekend. And I got pretty, you know, a lot of road rash. I ended up going to the hospital. I was taken by ambulance to the hospital. They did want to airlift me. My head was ripped open. But anyway, long story short, the next day, that was on a Sunday, on a Monday, I was wrapped up like a Q-tip. I looked like a Q-tip. And I went into work, and they're like, what are you doing here, man? Like, you know, you were just in a motorcycle accident. I said, I'm here to work. I said, I'll do office work today if you want me to. You know, here I am with, you know, 13 staples and 36 stitches in my head and a piece of wire to hold the part of my skull together. And, you know, like all my hands were torn up and everything. But it was just the fact that, it, you know, like that's how I've gotten to the point of not like where I'm getting actually bad at, you know, when I'm supposed to be using an excuse, a legitimate excuse, I'm not doing it. So I had to like, you know, tone it back a little bit and say, listen, you know, I can't do everything. I'm not Superman. You know, that's just, you know, not the right thing to do. But you know, just the drive that I had. And I'm possibly, if I could instill that in someone else, you know, I, you know, to better their lives without making an excuse, you know, without saying, oh, I'm a victim of this and I'm a victim of that, you know, where they say, hey, I need to get this done and I'm just going to do it. Man, woman, you know, big or small, weak or strong, I can do this, you know, and they try it and they do it because, you know, if the excuse also, you know, it squishes down your like I said before, your intrepidness. And you know, nothing's more damaging to the human spirit than a secure future. You
right.
know, that, I think John Krakauer said that. And, you know, and if you have an excuse, you're not going to be intrepid. And the more excuses you make, you're going to be even less and less and less intrepid, where you finally live this squeaky little, you know, clean life where nothing ever bad happens except for stuff that's beyond your control. And, you know, you don't know how to solve a problem anymore. And that is, you know, it is making people as a society, of the more excuse accepting that we take, it makes society a lot weaker because people will be less apt to solve problems. They'll be looking for someone else to solve the problems, like a government official to solve a problem rather than them taking it upon themselves to solve the problem.
Right.
You know, in certain areas. But it's coming to the point now where it is becoming more and more prevalent, the excuses, you know, of why things can't be done, or, you know, you can't do this because you're this, so we'll make an exception for you. You know, that's crap. That is crap. Everybody should be able to do the same thing and have all the same requirements on.
Right.
You know, and it's just getting sad. It is. To get over the excuse thing, you know, you have to have the balls, or, you know, to be able to do something that you haven't done and get used to it and learn how to do it and fail in your own ways and learn how to fail and laugh about your failures. I had told my daughter when she went out for the tennis team in high school that, you know, it was the first time she was playing again, and she saw them play the first day. And she said, these kids hit the ball really hard. She played, you know, like town league tennis before that.
Yep.
I said, you're a sophomore in high school. Or you're a freshman, I'm sorry, a freshman in high school. I said, you got 4 years to play tennis. Go out on your first year and lose every single match to learn how those kids don't expect to win.
Mm-hmm.
Just show up and fail. And the next year she was really good, and the next couple of years after that she was really good. And she said to me one time a few years after she gotten out of high school, she's out of high school now 10 years, but she said to me, Dad, that was one of the best things that you ever told me, was to just go out there and lose every single match. She goes, what other parent would say that to their kid? They'd always be like, oh, it's okay, honey, or, you know, you have to win. You told me to lose every match to see how these kids were, to analyze how the other players were playing.
Right, exactly.
She said, go out there and get shelled. You know, who cares? I said, they're not going to throw you off the team.
Well, no, they're not. But, you know, it's like everything. There's learning experiences with everything you do. And you know, it's going to take a lot of fire in your belly to find out where you belong, where you are, the whole deal. I mean, things just are not going to come and fall right in your lap. That's how life is. But the thing is, once you get a little realization what you want and where you want to go with your life. And that's the most important thing. You've got to have a plan. You got to know where you want to go. You got to figure on, we're going to have bumps in the road. How are we going to take the detour? We're not going to go around anything. We're going to go through it. And when you can come to those determinations, the day of the excuses are over for you. The thing is, you got to hop on and get on the train with the people that have gone through it, and you can learn from it, you can verify things with it, and most of all, then you celebrate all your victories, because once you start tasting victory, there's no such thing anymore. You will never fall back on woe is me, or who's doing it to me, or I can't get ahead, or I need more than this one, or this one does more than me, and how come I don't? Those days are over. And I will tell you, 2017 is going to be the celebrations of celebrations, because with the things we're going to do, I guarantee you, there's no way you're going to be able to lay off listening to here. because this stuff, I'm getting stuff from people right now sending stuff to me that I've talked about writing. There's like a half dozen people right now that are going to write articles for my blog. The stuff is just expanding and growing. And why? Because there's nothing out there that's pushing stuff like this anymore. I don't care how many shows, how many podcasts. Everybody feels they've got to be all over the place. We know what we're good at. We can get better at it, obviously, and we can do other things because everything we do has the main nucleus here. And what is that? Physical strength, physical culture. Because without your health, you are nothing. So it doesn't matter about the excuses. It doesn't matter about winning. It doesn't matter about losing. It doesn't matter a damn thing out there. Because if you're not healthy, you can't perform, everyone. We've been hitting this note now for a month. Gary Reinl, who was on here, really got to me the day when we were talking about health. Because we all know we take that for granted. And I've been around a brother that died from muscular dystrophy. I know what health is more than most people. I've been right with it. So I'm here to tell you, be glad when you get out of bed and your feet hit the floor, because most of us don't even think about things like that. All these other things, you can throw them right out the window. When you can get yourself healthy, you can perform at a high level. But you're going to have to go out and get your bumps and bruises, your dings and dents, your cuts, your bruises. And most of all, you're going to have to take it mentally like you never have before. And that is where, once you master that and you will keep learning, you will become the best you can be. Donnie, summarize anything, give out your information, and I will give mine and hang on the line if you would, please.
You got it, brother. Anyway, you know, to cap off what you said about the about, you know, taking care of yourself, it's like the oxygen mask in an airplane. They say put yours on first, then assist others. And if you don't take care of your health, and that's where people got to start. And it's not a selfish thing, because when you're healthy, you can provide for other people. You can take care of other people. And I just want to leave people with that thought, you know.
Sure.
It's not a selfish thing to take care of yourself. You are contributing as a functional member of the tribe, of society, of your community. And when you can do that and then guide other people, and your mind is clear and your thoughts are on point and you're feeling good, like you said, and your feet hit the floor every day and you're thankful for that, then you can take care of other people and inspire them to be the same way and mentor them to be the same way, which in essence is, you know, like the opposite of the way people see, you know, oh, you take care of yourself, how selfish. You know, a lot of people think that.
Yep.
But it's no, you're taking care of the community. I'm taking care of the person that said that.
Right.
You know, basically. So, you know, with that, you know, just go out and start with yourself. You know, don't be afraid to do things. Don't make excuses. Fail at as much as you can, because you know what? By the time you're done failing, it's all going to change, like you said earlier.
Yep.
And as far as, you know, because we're wrapping this up, as far as any information on me, follow me on Facebook. My name is Don Giaffardino. My last name starts with a G. It's Giaffardino. Please follow me on Facebook. I post some funny things. I post some smart things. I post some stupid things. And, you know, I like to be in the social media area. My product is the AdX Club and the AdX Mace, which are both adjustable clubs and maces. You can find those at adxclub.com. That's ADEX Club, CLUB.com. And anybody at any time could get a hold of me right through my Facebook page. I don't mind at all. You can friend request me, send me a message, ask me a question, ask me, you know, anything. And as always, I try to be, you know, like Eric says, a steward of strength. And you know, that's very important to be.
Yeah.
So
be authentic. Yeah. That's what you need to be. Anybody that's authentic is always going to be, not only will people follow you, they'll want to friend you. I've got many nice things from people that have said how much this show has helped their lives. Some have gotten back to training, and some understand we are under a lot of financial stress right now, and different people have contributed to the show, whether it was monetarily, books, and I thank them all because they've been one hell of a bunch for me. And as I always say, without the guests and without our family, you know, what would I be? Well, I'm driving the train here. I'm driving the big Italian tank. And as I always say, we're going to clear cut the forest and we're going to keep going. So you got everything out, Donnie.
Yeah, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. For everybody, you know, that's celebrating Thanksgiving tomorrow, you know, enjoy, you know, take a minute, just a minute, to realize how good you got it.
Yep.
Even when it seems so freaking bad, you know, just say, wow, you know, like you said, you know, your feet hit the floor.
Yep.
You're able to move.
Yep.
Thank God for that, or thank whatever it is that you, you know, demons are. Thank yourself for that, whatever. And enjoy your holiday.
Absolutely. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out there and download the free Top 10 Ways to Build Mind and Muscle. Obviously, too, our 30-day program. Real interesting stuff. It's all free. It gets you started mentally and it gets you started physically. As I always say, one step at a time, and we can keep improving on there because we are going to be doing a lot of coaching next year. We've had incredible results here. If you go out, he's been all over Facebook. Dr. Jeffrey Smith from Arizona, who is a medical doctor, who couldn't do any more than 150 pounds dead stop, and that means no rebound with the squat. You start right at the bottom. Off the rods, he was at 150, at about 180. I think he's about 184, 85. He did it. And Jeffrey's 45 years old. He's not a 20-year-old kid. As of September, it was from September of 15 to 16, I doubled his squat. He went from a 150 to a 305 at 185 pounds around. Now we are doing the floor press. And we're working on a specific number there, and we are going to have him nail 405 next year. He won't be weighing 185. He'll be probably 205 next year. So there's plenty of stuff. We did all the big weight loss with Dennis, and, of course, we've got some younger kids here too. So everything here is win, win, win. It's all winning, and that's all we do, and that's what I live on. I live by. Go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and download. Look at all the shows we've got in that vault. There's going to be a lot more. We are on our way to some big, big things, and I can't wait. I can't say anything, mainly because I don't want to have my foot shoved in my mouth if they don't come through. But I can tell you this. Anybody that would know what we're doing here would be pretty damn excited, no matter what's going on here on a financial realm. We're always getting better, and we always will make it, no matter what. Also, too, go out, give us a 5-star review. That's what we've got on iTunes and Stitcher. And as you know, we're out in some directories. We're in a lot of directories, but some of the main ones most people know would be Google Play Music, TuneIn, Shoutcast, and Aha. That's all new cars have podcasting capability, and AHA is the directory Eminem is in. So go check that out. You can have that in your car 24/7. If there's a show you'd like Donnie and I to do, Fiorella Barbell at nightcap.r.com. And I'll leave you with these five things. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give words of inspiration, encouragement. We've been talking about that with the excuses. Surround yourself with people that are vital. And the ones that aren't good with you, maybe you can change them too. But do not waste your time on a lot of negative people. They're just not worth having around. You don't need vampires. You need to reach and go with people that are better than you. You will become better every time you do that. Second of all, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, squat it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And it's a great Hoosa Steel stone crush. The Crusher Stone says in blood red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as the great Russell Fur says, who's listened to Eminem from the very beginning and has been on the show too, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We will say that, brother, for the next 28 years, because we now are over 2 years here on the radio. Also, Frank Klein, who is by far my greatest college professor in business, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad will, we will definitely tomorrow mention him at dinner at Grace. He used to say many things, but one of the things he used to get on me about all the time was be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. And John Ridge, my chiropractor for many years, we lost 2 years ago to cancer. He would walk every patient to the door and say, keep smiling. I dare you to say that to yourself and not smile. John was like a father figure to me because I had lost my dad a long time before I met John. And John was very instrumental in pushing me hard with M&M and FBC because he felt I had the talent and the ability and I wasn't some candy ass that would just go run and hide if the shit hit the fan. And John would be very pleased to know I'm carrying his legacy on when I say keep smiling. I love John, my father, and Frank Klein. They were very instrumental men in my life among a lot of people, but those guys gave a shit about me, and they gave a shit about a lot of people. And you can't replace those type of people, in my opinion. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends, we're coming. We're not going to knock on your door. We're going to kick the fucking thing right through. I mean it. We are coming. Join this revolution. It's massive. And be part of our family because I'm telling you, you'll never, never be unhappy you've done that. And we are going to be around for a long time with a lot of great things coming. Donnie, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And thanks for being on, sir.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you too, Eric, and your family and as well.
Thanks, Donnie. So, for Donnie G. Fardino, this is Eric Fiorello. We'll get Donnie on next year because, like I said, I'm going to be taking a little hiatus. I might show up now and then, but there's going to be plenty of shows up. We've got plenty in the vault. So, you're going to hear something great every day. I just might show up, like I said, a few times through. It all depends. There's a couple people that we've basically have contacted us who have not been on here in over a year that are very well known and very liked, and I'd like to see if we could get them on before the end of the year, and we will do our best to do it. Otherwise, it's going to feel good just to vocally relax the throat. I've been going nonstop for over 2 years, almost 7 days a week. I love it, but there's other things that require me right now because we want this business to be gigantic, and I mean gigantic all over the world. So 2017, I'm telling you right now, is going to be dynamite. Everybody's a part of it. You're going to enjoy this more than ever, like myself. So for Donnie G. Fardino, this is Eric Fiorello. Remember this, as Les Brown says, you all have greatness, but we take it one step further. We've got your back. And we will always have your back till the day we come go off this show, and it's going to be a long time. So get ready, everybody. Buckle up, because I'm telling you, we're going to be like an Italian missile shot across the continent, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody, and we will talk to you soon. And have a good, good time with your life. Enjoy your life. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.